Welcome back. There was a couple from the brand new Overkill CD. And we heard Within Your Eyes, I'm sorry, and Love.
Aw, isn't that sweet?
It's great. It's great. Looking for the damn headphones.
Oh, there you go. They should be on your head, but, you know, whatever.
Now they are.
Now they are.
Okay, you're listening to WRUW 91.1. And my name is Roger Ganley. This is Children of the Metal Movement. And I've got Ace from Greasy Kid Stuff down here.
How's it going, everyone?
We are in the middle of our annual telethon.
Runs up until Sunday night, so you have plenty of time to donate. However, we would encourage you to donate as early as possible so you have your pick of all the good stuff that we have to give to you in return for your premium donation.
We have a lot of good tickets, CDs, including the Judas Priest, which is you just heard.
Right. We got a couple of
Right.
We got a couple of the DVDs from Dream Theater, Live at Budokan, which are actually I have that at home, which I bought long time ago, I could have donated for, but...
Speaking of which, you know, I'm sure some of the listeners probably don't know about that big Megadeth show.
That's right. Yeah, they're calling it the Gigantour. And it's Megadeth, Fear Factory, Dream Theater, Dillinger Escape Plan.
Nevermore,
and there's one other band, too, I don't remember. But
it's a great lineup.
It is, and they're keeping the ticket prices really low for that.
Well, we can say it today.
Are we allowed to say it? I don't think we're allowed to say it.
Sure. It's like the price of a donation on the CD.
Right. Yeah, just slightly more than that.
Yeah, just a little bit more.
Right. So that's
somewhere
thereabouts. Right. Yeah. So keep that in mind. And actually, they're supposed to have two stages, actually. So it's supposed to be a whole other set of bands that are going to play in this tour also. So it's going to be a lot of bands playing. I think Megadeth and Dream Theater are co-headlining.
Correct.
And then Fear Factory's on there, too, which would be a really, I think, a good package tour. I really do. And I'm looking forward to having some dates, hopefully, here in Cleveland. They haven't announced any dates yet. They announced who's going to be on it at this point. So we'll see. Did you see the announcement of Ozzfest, the mystery band? Mudvayne is the mystery band?
Yeah.
Joy.
You know, somehow I believe that, no offense because I like Mudvayne, but I don't think that's who they were having in mind. I originally do believe it was supposed to be Anthrax with Joey Belladonna.
Right. Well, if you look at like the picture they had online, like the little like grayed out shadowed picture, there's like five members of that band that were up there. And as far as I know, it's only like four people
in Mudvayne.
Yeah. So, and like all five of them had like at least one of them had really big hair, which... Joey Belladonna still has big hair, as you can see at Headbangers Ball last week. So,
I did see actually part of that. I was flicking through and I saw.
I miss it because stupid Adelphia was having problems because it snowed like for a foot of snow in Cleveland over the weekend.
Yes, it did.
Stupid
it did.
Cleveland.
It did.
Why do I live here still? I don't know.
216-368-2208 is the number.
We're getting off track.
We need to talk about donating. Come on.
Right.
You've won tickets down here. We need to keep metal alive. We need to keep college and community radio alive. One time we ask you during the year to help.
Right. And let me just let you know that the money just doesn't go to us, doesn't go to me and Roger, and it doesn't go to the clubs or the promotion or whatever else. It goes to maintain our station. It really does. I mean, for us to keep these CD players running 24 hours a day, keep this mixing board running, the computer, the audio stream that's online on the internet, all that costs money. It's not free, people. I mean, come on. So it takes a lot of money.
Think of our electric bill.
Right. And these CD players that run, seriously, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And when it gets hot in the station down here in the summer, and it gets hot down here, these things do overheat. They do break, and they got to get repaired. We got to buy new ones. And to keep repairing these things and getting new ones, it does cost a lot of money after a while. And, you know, we want to make sure we can give you the best possible music we can. We want to make sure we can play CDs for you and records and everything else. So we got nice turntables here to play the old vinyl stuff we've got here at the station also. So keeping all that stuff maintained does require a lot of money. And hopefully you can help donate to 216-368-2208 to keep us up and running and operational smoothly.
I mean, we'll take 5, 10, 15, 20, and up.
Right.
You know,
up is really good.
Yeah, up's really good.
Right.
You know, we do have airtime for $100. We'll let you come down during if you donate during my show.
Right.
$100.
You can even come down to my show if you want.
Yeah.
If you donate during Roger's
show.
It's all
if you
good.
Donate tonight, you have the option of coming down either on my show. 8 to 10 on Tuesdays.
Right.
Or Saturdays.
2 to 4 p.m.
2 to 4.
Right. And you can take your pick.
Yeah, so it's your choice, and everyone who's done it loves it.
Right. Everybody had a good time. Like, actually, I just had somebody who came down to my show 2 weeks ago. Granted, it's because it was my fault, and I screwed up on the date and everything, so he was supposed to be here, like, last summer or whatever, but I screwed up the date, so he finally got down almost a year later. Granted, my fault again. However, he had a great time doing it. And
right.
I have people who donate every single year to my show to do airtime. They have a great time doing it. I mean, it's fun to sit there and play whatever you want to play on the radio.
Right. So, you know, think about this. A, I can't afford $100, but hey, my friend Johnny, who I usually drink and do other things with, maybe we could split that $50 a piece.
That's right. And, you know, if you're sitting there, you're calling up Roger's show saying, you know what, I wish he'd play more King Diamond. You can come down, donate for airtime, play all the King Diamond you want, which Roger would really love. I wouldn't love it too much, but Roger would love it a lot. So that's up to you.
If you get, you know, almost free control of the show.
That's right. There's some very minor rules that you have to pay attention to, but other than that.
But, hey, we need to tell you that it's 9 o'clock. You are listening to WRUW FM 91.1 Cleveland, broadcasting from the campus of Case Western Reserve University. My name is Roger Ganley.
I'm Ace.
And this is Children of the Metal Movement. Got a full hour left. 216-368-228 is the number. We're only playing requests if you donated, so I know that's why the phones aren't ringing. And kind of disappointed in some of you people who call up every single week and I play your requests and you tape those songs.
We do recognize your voice. Don't
yes.
think we don't.
And you've won so many concert tickets down here.
We know your names. Don't think we don't.
Name. I know your names. I know your phone numbers by heart.
That's right.
Because I call to listen.
Every week. Every month, you know.
You know, spread it out. Give us 30. Give us $35 over to that. You know, just do it.
Grab a couple CDs, you know. We've definitely saved you guys money from having to buy tickets by winning tickets through us. At the very least, probably $40 we've saved you. And if you only won once in the past year, and I know some of you won more than once in the past year, so actually donate.
And I can tell you this, that we get more tickets for more shows than any other college station in town. So I know that. Is someone calling you, Ace? You want to take the phone call now?
I'm sure I can talk to
Is it your wife checking up on you?
No.
Wait, it's a text message. Bring home diapers. Bring home diapers.
No, it was our wonderful former metal programmer here at WRW calling me, as a matter of fact. So, but
is he going to donate?
I'm going to guess he's not, but you never know. You never know.
Come on, Mikhail. Donate. Keep us alive.
That's right.
216-368-2208 is the number. Let's play some more music here. We have some Judas Priest, which you can donate and get the brand new CD. Actually,
the dual disc?
Yes, a dual disc. One side's the brand new CD. The other side is a DVD with some live footage and some interviews, and it shows exactly how old the band really looks. I mean, I think my grandfather looks better than most of the members in the band.
Yeah, that's going to happen after, you know, playing 30 years of metal. But you know what? I got to say, this whole dual disc concept.
It's a good idea.
It's a great concept, really.
You're getting a little more for your overpriced money that these
That's right, yeah.
Corporate...
If they're going to rape you for a CD price anyway, you
and
might
they
be
do.
A DVD with it. Yeah, so. But if you call it WRW, you can get
But
CDs.
We don't want to rape you. That's right. We want you to openly give us
that's right.
freely. You're harder in cash because we know you work your ass off.
That's right.
And most metal people aren't college educated. And
right.
Work
like me.
Very hard jobs. Yes, you loser.
That's
you
right.
quit. Freak.
I didn't quit. I was forced out financially. Well, no. I call it
ever heard of a student loan? Well, in any case, 216-368-228 is the number. Please give us a call. We need your money, and we want to keep metal alive. We want to keep WRUW going very well over the next year. And let's see. What else can we say? We have a whole list of premiums. Call us. I'm really happy because all three phone lines are lit up right now.
That's right. That's a good thing.
That's a great thing. Remember, you know, it's not a competition between, you know,
me and Roger
Ace
and
or anything
Zach
like
and
that.
Sebastian, whoever else. It's
you know,
all
it's,
together.
We're working all together.
Cool.
It's all metal. You know, we try to do the best possible things. Like, you know, in the past, think about this real quick before we get into the priest. Remember the Anthrax meet and greet we did?
That's right.
You know,
Anthrax meet and greet we did. We had the sabotage contest a while back.
Yeah, the sabotage contest.
We had another meet and greet, too, we did. We did another meet and greet, too. I don't remember.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much. It's kind of all blends in with stuff. And we've given away so much stuff, CDs, posters.
It's all that beer Roger drinks.
You know, yeah.
Cut all his brain cells.
You know, all that fun stuff. And let me tell you, we're working on something right now really cool for the Brave Words Festival.
Right. So if it goes through, you guys will be really, really happy, I think.
You know, here's the Nightwish thing.
Right.
The Nightwish thing.
That's right.
That damn bitch messed everything up by canceling the tour.
Right.
It was all worked out this time. You would have had the opportunity to beat Nightwish, hang and dine with them this time.
But no.
It had to be canceled.
Tour canceled, so sorry.
Yeah.
We tried.
We're trying, and we're working on some other stuff, too. We're trying our best to keep metal alive here and involve you, the listener, unlike those corporate stations who, we're going to sponsor the Megadeth show. We're going to play their songs one day before they come and the afternoon when they're here, and then we won't play them ever again until they're back in town again. So.
I do want to let people know that if you're trying to call right now and you get a busy signal, please call us back. Our phone lines are graciously all full right now.
Can you give us give them your cell phone number?
I prefer not to, but
you
thanks
don't
a lot.
Not
for,
to?
Yeah. No offense to anybody out there, but you know.
Come on, Ace.
I don't need people call. Well, give me your cell phone number. Now that you've
I don't
got
even
a cell
know
phone.
My cell phone number.
I got it programmed in. I can tell them right now if you really want me to.
No, that's okay. Why don't we give him Mikhail's phone number?
We can probably do that. Yeah, sure.
All right, 216-368-2208. Number one line's open. Please call us back. Here is some of that brand new Judas Priest, I believe. I got to look to see if I queued it up right. All right, here's some of that brand new Judas Priest. Can't wait for the show to happen here in Cleveland.